International Women's Day, March 8, is an opportunity to celebrate the achievements of women, but it is also a call to action for ending gender inequality here in Canada and around the world. Women are particularly vulnerable when it comes to homelessness, domestic abuse, and sexual violence. That is why, in partnership with our sister site, Newmarket Today, we are spearheading an online pop-up store fundraiser to help the Women's Centre of York Region provide safe shelter, services and necessities to women facing these challenges here in our community. And you can help make a difference too. Vince's Market in Newmarket has donated gift cards for our loyal readers to purchase for the women's shelter through an online pop-up store. We are matching the value of the gift card donations with a cash donation to the shelter. But that's not all. We know that Bradford and Newmarket are full of caring individuals and businesses who would generously donate to this initiative as well. So, we contacted a number of local businesses to see if they would also like to match reader contributions with a cash donation. As a result, for every gift card purchased for the shelter in our pop-up store from now until March 7 at 12 p.m., each dollar will be matched 7 times and all proceeds will go directly to the shelter. That means your $25 donation will be turned into a $125 donation. Here is how you can buy a gift card in support of the Women's Centre of York Region. Log in using your Bradford Today Plus member account, or register for free. Select a gift card you would like to donate and enter your credit card details. Check the Confirm button and click Donate to confirm your purchase. That's it, you did it. You gave back to our local women's shelter in a big way. Thanks to the following businesses who have joined us in matching each donation: Gem Healthcare Services, Nicole McCann, Desjardins Insurance Agent, and Riverwalk Wealth. Programs like this and support from businesses and community members, like you, help us to give back to Newmarket and Bradford in a meaningful way.